Jags back to work Wednesday ahead of the final home game of the 2015 season. The Atlanta Falcons head to Everbank Field this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. Jaguars back home for the final time in the 2015 season. Trying to stick around deep in December. They need to win out, and they need some help to do it, though. It all starts, though, with this Sunday's game against a Falcons team that started 5-0, but they've dropped six straight now for a 6-7 record. It does help the Jags' cause that the offense is starting to find a groove. The second half last week, five touchdowns from five different players in five possessions. And you can take one weapon out of a game plan, but it's becoming harder and harder to slow down when multiple players are threats. And even though there's been a little bit of success for this offense, the guys on that side of the ball still feel like there's room for improvement.
The arrow is going to continue to grow, go up, and guys are going to continue to grow and get better, more comfortable and confident, and you know, eventually to the point to where as a player and as an offensive unit, we kind of own the system.
I think at the point we're at right now, we're very consistent, and you know, even though things don't go our way every play, you know, last Sunday, you know, the first half we kind of struggled, but you know, it's not a drive that we step out there on the field that we don't believe we're going to go down and score.
A few Wednesday notes, rookie running back T.J. Yeldon not working. A knee sprain cut his game short last week. So the Jags signed Jonas Gray off the Dolphins practice squad. He had a 200-yard game with the Patriots last season. And good news for wide receiver Brian Walters back on the practice field today. He missed last week's game with a back injury. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. You know, John, there's a lot of playoff talk around town, fans, media, stories. You go inside the locker room doors, that kind of goes away.
Well, they talk about it a little bit, but what I found out talking to Mercedes Lewis, Paul Posluszny, Luke Jokel, I asked, they have no idea what it's going to take. They know they need to win, but that whole Texans, Colts, who wins, who we root for, no idea whatsoever. And it's actually kind of laughing because they know that that's really how they're supposed to act and supposed to think under Gus Bradley. So it's not a surprise, but it was almost funny how little they knew about the exact same that had to play out. They know they need to win, and I think good news for this team, that's what they're focused on.
Now, the defense had a big game last week. They could have a piece back this week. Paul Posluszny back in the practice field trying to go with that broken hand, but only if he can contribute.
It can't hold me up or make me hesitant or anything like that. If that's the case, I won't be beneficial to the team.
How big of a boost would it be to have Paul back on the field?
Well, first off, I don't care what he said. He's playing. I mean, there's no if, there's no little thing of how much. They'll figure out a way. Most of this week is going to be spent trying to figure out how to get the most mobility and the most movement with as much protection as possible. But as I asked Telvin Smith today, hey, what's it going to take to keep Paz out of the game? And he laughed. He goes, well, they probably have to fine him. And the other side of that they didn't say was that probably wouldn't even work. So it'll be a boost. Because as well as Jordan Tripp played, Paz is the guy that everybody on defense knows. They trust him to get them in the right place. Jordan Tripp did a nice job of that, but Paz is the leader. I don't know necessarily the strengths, the weaknesses, all that stuff that we talk about with Paz all the time. This team needs him on the field, and this defense, the players around him, want him on the field.
He's the defensive captain for a reason. Now, on the other side of the ball, we mentioned T.J. Yeldon a little earlier, could be out. His status in question this week with a knee injury.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's not going to be there. I think the idea is to get him back for the New Orleans game. We'll find out more as the week goes on. It's a big loss because TJ's your guy. He's your starting running back. But it's not as big a loss as it would have been had they not had a lot of faith in Denard Robinson, had he not played well last week. So I don't know that he's the exact same kind of back as TJ Yeldon. He's not. But he can give you enough to make the Falcons have to respect what goes on in the running game. And that is supposed to be enough to enable Blake Bortles and the passing offense to work. And that's what you need out of the running game this week.
It's a Falcons team that needs a win to turn some things around. The Jaguars need to win to keep hope alive. Should be a good one this
Players
Sunday.
Do know that part.
That's for sure.
They know that much. That's a good sign.
You got to keep on winning. The Jaguars are back in the practice field tomorrow. All the coverage right here. That's it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.